This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Hey there, families. Today we are talking about what if you don't have a supportive spouse. We're going to go over 5 tips that we think you should keep in mind and things that might help you if you are just feeling really alone in your parenting journey right now or your life journey.
And this is so important because there's a lot of ways to get information these days through podcasts, books, TV, internet, everywhere. So it's like, bringing home some way of altering your lifestyle and then having somebody else be skeptical of it, I think is very common. So this is just, some real talk around how can we help spread the voice of positive parenting to people that maybe are a little skeptical.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. All right. So number one, if you don't have a spouse that's supportive, or maybe you are a single parent, or whatever it may be, I want you to really think of who is supportive in your life. There's got to be 1 or 2 or 3 people that you could call and just say, I feel alone. Or, I just need someone to listen or give me some ideas here, or, share excitement about finding a new program or something that has really helped you. So just think of somebody, and that could be your friend or your neighbor or a colleague or someone that you've met through your local mom's group or at preschool. But sometimes when you don't have that supportive person in your life that is co-parenting with you, it takes a little bit of just really getting creative in your brain, because there are people out there that want to support us that we're just not calling on because maybe we don't need them at this point in our life. But really, there are always people who are willing and wanting to support you.
Now, these people don't have to be like in the nitty-gritty of every single like parenting tip you're learning, and they don't necessarily have to be like, signed up for everything. But I think if they can just at least be bought into your goal to have a more positive day-to-day experience, stronger relationships with your kids, and a long-term goal of just that kind of harmony in your life, I think everybody should be able to find someone in their life that can just agree to those kind of top-line things, and that you're pouring into something new to accomplish those long-term goals.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's, we oftentimes will think of people that already have kids, right, to be there for us, to be a sounding board, to be a support system, when a lot of times I would almost encourage you to think of the people in your life that maybe don't have kids right now, or that are a little bit younger and have a fresh perspective when you come to the table and say, hey, I've started listening to this podcast, or I started reading some new positive parenting books, and I'm trying to figure this out, but it's hard. And what do you think about this? Like, I don't know what to do when I try to talk to my toddler instead of yelling at him. And sometimes it seems like it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like, sometimes the people who don't have kids right now in their life, or, before they've had kids, maybe siblings that are still in college, or babysitters, or even grandparents who are not your parents, but are in a later stage of life who aren't in the thick of it right now. Those type of people can be wonderful sounding boards, but not necessarily, ones to tell you that you're doing something wrong or give you advice that's not in line with the route that you're trying to take with your kids, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, some of the things that we've done through different coursework and through Wendy's Foundations course is having an accountability buddy. And that can sometimes not even be your best friend. I mean, that can be somebody that you're just like, hey, let's do this thing together. Let's be that sounding board for one another so that we can go through this together. People,
that's a great idea. Yeah.
People have success with that through exercise. This is kind of more like emotional exercise or relationship exercise, to where, you know, finding that accountability buddy or, a community, like through the bonfire community that Wendy has. You know, there are people that are can start off as perfect strangers, or somebody that you don't even have in your life, your physical life, but through, you know, through communities. And there's so many people that are ready and willing to support you if the person sitting right next to you right in that moment isn't quite there yet.
Yes, exactly. So that's our point number two, is really actively seek out a group who is in line with what your heart is guiding you to do with your kids, or guiding you to do in your own life if it comes to personal development or growing in any certain way. So as Terry mentioned, yes, sometimes that means having the courage to reach out to a friend who you know is also in kind of the trenches of parenting or life right now, and saying, hey, I heard about this new program, or, you know, this new company, Fresh Start Family, or a book that I found at Barnes & Noble. Would you be willing to do it alongside of me, or at least subscribe to the email list, or start reading through this, you know, this certain workbook or whatever that you can get on Amazon? But sometimes just reaching out and asking someone to do it with you is a great way to find support. And then, of course, that point number two is just reach out and find a community. There are so many communities now that are both paid and unpaid that you can get yourself into. There's so many Facebook groups on Facebook that you can find. There are local groups in most communities nowadays that you can find. Positive parenting support groups. And of course, we have the Bonfire membership program that is just such an incredible community of families from all over the world that are real about true challenges going on in their homes, and just really dedicated to learning and growing alongside their kids. So start doing some Google searches, find more, you know, learn more about the Bonfire community, but really do the work to see what your options are out there, instead of just kind of sitting back and thinking, oh, I'm so alone. Because you really aren't. I promise you. I know it feels like it, but you aren't alone. I know Terry and I will tell you up and down how, you know, seen and admired each and every one of you who are just even taking the time to listen to this podcast are. You're doing incredible, and you deserve to be supported.
Yeah, our positive parenting journey started off, you know, in separate classrooms. You know, Wendy started in a classroom, and then I eventually, to get on board, took my mom to a class, you know, and so it's, and my mom, you know, was a bit of an accountability buddy to me, and I'm sure I was to her. And, you know, at first, you know, that might be a little bit of a leap of faith for you guys. But I can say, being on the other side of it, and now, you know, many years into it, it's incredible to, you know, see that the people that were, you know, willing and ready right then, you know, wonderful. But then it sometimes takes a little bit longer for some people just to kind of, you know, soften and get on board. But don't let it stop you. You know, I think you're, you know, if you, you know, your heart is in a position to take on, you know, a lifestyle, you know, filled with connection and relationship with your kids and your family, and there's, you know, somebody that's just not quite on board with some of them, you know, the minutia of it yet, give them time. Like Wendy said, join the Bonfire community, join something, find somebody that's ready to do it with you so you feel supported.
Yeah. And you had a great idea, Terry, about if you are trying to get your spouse or somebody on board with you, is really kind of pointing out what you guys have in common as far as your long-term goals. And I love that idea you had, because a lot of times when people aren't supportive of this work, they're just scared. They're just fearful of, like, you know, and I can relate, because I remember back in the day, especially in the early years when I was learning this work and applying the work, and then when I started to become a teacher of it, I had moments where the fear would creep up and I would think to myself, oh my gosh, what if this is all crazy? Like, what if you cannot raise kind kids by being kind to them? What if you really do have to scream at them and hurt them? Like, but I, as a teacher and someone who is so entrenched in this work, I would still have moments where I thought like, oh my gosh, what if I'm crazy? Like, what if this doesn't work and I raise children who are like monsters and who like fail out of school and steal from people and think that the world revolves around them?
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you can end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Yeah. Did you ever have those fears?
Oh, for sure. And I think just to give you guys perspective too, it's like we tried several things before we landed on, you know, this is a lifestyle for us. So it's not like, you know, we aren't these like kumbaya parents that just like started off day one with like, oh, this is how it's done. And oh, we're so calm and peaceful about connection
not
with our kids. It was not like that at all. We tried many different things in the spectrum of books.
Remember the magic 1-2-3 book?
This will
be magic. Just threaten them. 3-2-1
Like a bomb. And we're not here to talk down on other people's things.
No, of course.
But I do want to acknowledge, though, we tried a lot of those things. And most of the common themes was it wasn't forming more connection with your kids, and it just so many of them too were just to get what you wanted right there in the moment, and it wasn't looking at what this point number three is these long-term goals. If there's somebody that's not quite on board or not on board at all, I think going back to what I started to mention earlier is like, you know, list out some of these things that you have as a goal for you as a mom or dad and for the relationships in your family. And I think if you can just state some of those broad goals and say, this step that I'm taking into whether it's
learning more,
you know, taking a course, joining a Facebook, you know, community, investing in family. I think if you just connect it to those long-term goals of wanting either more peace in the home or wanting more long-term connection with your family, things like that, I think people, all of a sudden, their guard starts to go down. Instead of saying like, okay, this week, instead of doing this, we're getting rid of the sticker chart and we're replacing it with this and all this stuff. And, you know, some people just aren't ready for that.
We have to stop spanking today because it's going to ruin our kids.
And yeah, I mean, there's some serious fears that people have. And you know, I mean, also, I think, you know, faith and religion does come into it too, where people are like, oh no, you know, let's check the Bible on that. Or let's check with granddad on this one. And, you know,
which is why we built the Jesus Guided Parenting course, so families who are wanting to make sure it's in line with their faith can really have a valuable, easy to digest resource that shows them, like, yes, this is so in line with how Jesus taught. This is in line. You can count on this type of curriculum to fill your heart with, you know, faith-based resources to teach your kids.
Yeah, and if you have, you know, any of those fears in you or your spouse, those were fears that we had going into this too. And those are also fears as, you know, Wendy as a teacher had when she wanted to then share the good news with our church community. And boy, man, people have been blessed and people have been, you know, I've seen so many people through the courses that you've led in our church really just kind of dissolve these feelings that the only way is through fear and force, and that there are so many things that you can do that are in line with the heart of Jesus and that can stay in touch with these long-term goals of just having a strong relationship in your family.
Yeah, let's lay out some of those. So, like, let's give everyone some examples of what we're talking about within our own family unit, right? So, like, well, I'll just go and then you go one and we'll see how many we can come up with. Okay. But so one of mine is to raise children who have strong internal or intrinsic control. So I want to raise kids who do things not because they're being made to do them, but because they are driven by their moral compass, their heart, and that they do things because they know it feels good, that it's the right thing to do, that it's just a way to be a good human being because they're internally just kind of just practiced in doing that instead of doing things just because I said so.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have children that at this stage in life, as young adults and then into adulthood, would have ways to have peaceful conflict resolution so that when they're pressed hard on something or they're in a heated moment, that they can feel like they have power in that moment without having to overpower somebody else physically or, you know,
verbally.
Or verbally. I mean, but I should put a disclaimer in there is like your words can be very strong while still not being threatening or overly violent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that one. I would love to raise both my kids, but especially a daughter who takes her desire to feel powerful and feels proud about that and not shameful that she's bossy or feels like it's that she's something's wrong with her, that she wants to be in charge all the time. I would like to raise a young woman who embraces that and really sets out into the world to change the world in her own unique way by embracing that strong desire she has to feel powerful.
Yeah, and in a similar but different spirit, I'd like to raise a son that feels that it's okay to be vulnerable and that there's strength in vulnerability and that having feelings that might feel like you want to keep beneath the surface, that it's okay to talk through them and not have those come out in a totally different way so that, you know, it's not shameful to feel.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I want to raise kids who are well practiced in listening to others without interrupting them and without feeling like they have to be heard. Like, I want to raise kids who really understand the power of listening to other people, without making judgments or trying to make them see it their way, but just the power of listening.
Yeah, that's awesome. I would like to raise kids that know that they don't have to use their hands to get what they want. That there's, again, so much power in patience and in tactfully, asking for what they want.
Yeah.
Versus forcing somebody, to get what they want.
Love it. I want to raise kids who have a relationship with God and just really trust in the power of Jesus in their lives.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to raise kids that know it's okay not to know it all, and that while mom and dad know a lot, it's okay for us not to know it all too, and that we can constantly be in a state of learning together and still respect one another, even though neither one of us knows it all.
I love that. I want to raise kids who are well practiced by the time they become adults in responding to really challenging situations instead of reacting like a volcano.
Oh, that's a super good one. I want to raise kids that see that we've had a healthy level of transparency with them through our journey, that they feel like they can come to us, tell us things, be honest with us, so that, we can support them in those tough years where normally they'd feel like they were either on their own or they only had their friends to lean on.
Love it. I want to raise kids who are honest and tell us the truth and take responsibility for their own actions. That's a good list. I know we could keep going forever.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just an idea, you guys, of things that, and you can make your own list of like what, I think it's really helpful, like Terry said, to look long-term wise as far as like, how do you see your kids as adults one day? And a lot of those goals are going to be totally the same as your spouse. And then of course you guys got to figure out how to get there and, how to get through the next 18 years together with your kids. But it's a way of uniting you guys and seeing that you really are on the same page because you have a lot of the same goals to raise great humans who turn into respectful, kind, incredible adults. So write those down. All right. So number four, ask for what you want. I love this one because there's so many times where, especially as girls, we kind of do this like mind trick where we're like, you should know what I want and I shouldn't have to tell you, but it's kind of BS, right? I mean, you've got to learn to ask for what you want. And I always say if it's your birthday or Christmas, it's like an extra wonderful time to ask for what you want because you can ask for a course like the Foundations course or a membership into the Bonfire community or even a book, the Redirecting Children's Behavior book or Jesus Guided or Jesus the Gentle Parent or, the Joy of Parenting book called The Myths That Affect the Family Lives. You could ask for those for a present for Christmas or your birthday, but really just saying to your spouse, hey, I really would like to ask you to support me on this. I'm going to be going through this course or I'm reading this book and I would like to ask that you give us, 2 months or 3 months or really a year to implement some of this work so we can plant some seeds and see what kind of fruit and flowers blossom from our seeds. But I really need your support and I would like to ask you if you could support me on this. I don't expect you to be on board with everything and do everything that I do. I would just like to ask you for your support. Would you be willing to support me as I learn more and as I start to experiment with these tools and this curriculum that is truly based in kindness and respect and compassion and firmness? Remember, so many people get the work of positive parenting a little mixed up and think that it's all soft and permissive when really we teach families how to be firm and kind. It's really finding that middle road. And so it's important that you ask your spouse for their support in advance? Can I count on you to just support me? I understand that you're not going to be on board with everything, but can I count on you just to support me as a human being? We're all adults, right? We have free will. We should be allowed to educate ourselves in whatever way we see fit, especially as we're raising young human souls. So I think it's something no one can knock you for, and asking for support from your spouse is just a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why I'm sitting in this chair right now is, you know, the positive parenting journey. I don't know that I would have done all that I've done if Wendy hadn't have asked for what she wanted. And then especially in some of the personal growth arena too, I remember Wendy asking me, hey, I need a weekend to go take this weekend course. Would you do that for me? Would you watch the kids for that weekend? I've really been told by, you know, a mentor that this is something I really need to do. And, you know, and it costs some money too. And, you know, her conviction in that, and, you know, her sharing what, you know, her intended goal was. I mean, it was an easy decision for me, even though I didn't completely understand it at the time. And then in turn, she said, okay, I mean, it went incredibly well, and we'll talk about that in another episode, but yeah. Asking for what she wanted, and then she said, and then you're going to get a chance to, I'll give you a chance to go do another course through the same group a few months from now.
It's called Your Infinite Life, and we'll talk so much about it in this podcast.
And I, at the time, I was like, well, I don't know what I need to do. I don't know, like, what's on my plate that I need to do? But I was like, okay. And seeing her journey through that by just her asking for what she wanted, she did it. She came home a changed and involved, you know, wife, mom, friend, everything. And then by me just trusting and then going into that weekend course a couple of months later, I mean, it's just dominoes going down into just such a beautiful direction for both of us. And it all started by asking for what she wanted.
Well, hey there, families. This episode is brought to you by the FreshStartFamilyOnline.com free online masterclass, What to Do When Your Kids Say No. 5 positive parenting tips to help gain cooperation and dissolve power struggles with integrity. Families, this is one of my favorite topics to teach on. We're going to cover how to gently guide your kids towards action, even when they don't want to move or do what's asked of them. Ways to see kids who push back a lot as incredible blessings and future leaders. I promise they really are. The importance of paradigm shifting with thoughts and beliefs about power-seeking misbehavior, and how to implement a pause button or a heart connector to ignite creativity and model self-control. You can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/power-struggles-class. That's freshstartfamilyonline.com/power-struggles-class to save your spot. I will see you at class. Our last one, number 5, is to have patience and just remember that you go first. So this is this idea that, it's forcing somebody to see it your way or do what you want just doesn't work. You know, it's just not a great way. You're usually going to need to use fear or force or bribery or rewards, which is what so many end up doing with their kids to get them to do what they want, right? But it's just not what we believe in throughout this curriculum. So find a way for you to get the courage to just go first, and then have patience. Because by you going first and you bringing home the book from the library, or you ordering, you know, a workbook on Amazon, or when you invest in the Foundations course and diligently do it every week for a month while you're sitting in bed next to your spouse, and when you courageously try new things with your kids, even though you feel like there is judgmental eyes watching you, it matters. And that's how people get the courage to do it themselves, even though they're scared. But just expecting them to do it because you told them to is just, we find, not a great way to do things. So I recently was just in a weekend course with a dear friend who, had thought maybe her marriage was dissolving. And she said, you know, I don't know what to do. And I said, come to a Your Infinite Life weekend course. We had a wonderful weekend together, but she, like many other people during the course, thought, gosh, here I am doing all this work, like, you know, working on myself, doing personal development, like really caring about what I can do to help save this marriage. And he's just over there doing nothing. Like, he's not willing to do anything, right? And so she had a great weekend, very transformative, just so beautiful watching her learn and just digest all the concepts and the beautiful love and light that we learn through those courses. And Monday, she called me and she said, oh my gosh, this is crazy. All of a sudden, I came home and now he wants to go do all this. And he says that he wants to do more personal development and he wants to save our marriage. And what the heck? And I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. Like, you go first and just not make them feel bad for you going first, but you just say, hey, look, I'm an adult. This matters to me. My heart has been spoken to. And this is something that I'm passionate about pursuing, at least educating myself about. And then have patience, right? But it takes a lot of courage. And one more story is, I'll never forget, being in a little local cafe here in Encinitas once, and my kids were probably about the age of, I guess, like 2 and 5. 2 and 5, right? Yeah, 3 years apart. And this was, you know, during the years when I was still just having a rough time many days, but I was a few years into the work by that point. And there were so many days that I would lose my patience and yell at them in Target or, you know, revert back to threatening them or whatever. But on that day, I had found the patience and the courage to treat them with respect and be patient with them in this little cafe. And I forget what had happened. I think Stella had probably asked for like the same cookie 15,000 times after I said no or spilled her juice or whatever happened. But I remembered to apply the curriculum. I took a deep breath. I did a heart connector. I found a healthy intention and I really spoke to them with respect. And this young girl came up to me that was looked like she didn't have kids yet. And she said, can I just stop you for a moment and let you know how amazing it was to just see how you just spoke to your kids. She said, I don't see that a lot out in the world. And I just wanted to let you know how moving it was to see how kind you were to them. And I was like, oh my gosh. And in that moment I thought, oh my, like somebody sees how hard I'm working. But the truth is like, there were people that had been watching me for years. But it just, you know, just one girl had told me and it meant the world to me. But there are people who are watching you everywhere you go as you're learning and applying this work and having the courage to do something different and break cycles that you feel like are important to you. And even if your mother-in-law is not supportive or your spouse or your sister thinks you're crazy, she's watching. And you better believe that in a few years, she's going to come looking after she sees what kind of fruit and flowers blossom from the seeds that you are planting. So just stay diligent, stay the course, and just have faith that people will come around if you just don't, you know, don't force them, don't make them feel bad, don't judge them. Just stay away from all that, and then they will naturally, usually come behind you.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with You know, with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy@FreshStartFamilyOnline.com, once you sign up, and I will get you the Foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful, positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax for all the details.
Yeah, I think planting seeds is a great analogy. You know, there's this thought, I think, with so many of us, especially when we're out in public. That was amazing that happened to you out in public, that, you know, the moment your kids are being inconvenient or they're just being kids, really, you feel all these eyes watching you. And it's like, you got to do something. You got to do something right now. Yeah. And it's got to be drastic. And you got to show, you know, the public that you're not, you know, raising some kids that are just like rolling all over you. But in that moment, I think that's so beautiful that you exercised the patience that you did. You treated them the way you did. And that there was somebody that was watching you and said something. Because, you know, and it's not all about getting recognition. But let's be honest, you know, we feel it both ways. You feel it when somebody judges you in one way. Well, it's nice to see when somebody says, you know what, that wasn't the easy thing to do, but that was the right thing to do. And I think, you know, that's what I've found mostly in life, is the right thing to do usually is using patience. It does take a little bit more time. You know, I just encourage everybody out there just to, yeah, just ask for, I think number four and number five there, asking for what you want is sometimes patience, especially from the spouse that might not be on board, is can I ask you that we take a break for 1 month from A, B, and C, whether it's the typical form of discipline that maybe the spouse is used to, that's, you know, not gonna blend well with what you're learning. You know, or the way that they, you know, speak to, you know, you or the children in a certain situation that just has become a pattern over time that you're like, hey, this just doesn't feel right. This isn't in alignment with who we are, who I am, who I want us to be for that long-term goal. You know, ask for your spouse to take a break for a certain amount of time so that you can exercise that patience. Because, you know, you might see that some things do happen immediately, but so many of these things take a little bit of time, not just for us as parents, but your kids sometimes, they need a little time to adjust too. I mean, I know when we first, you know, brought some of these, you know, these things home, especially with Stella, she was kind of like, what the heck is that? Yeah. Like, wait, we're supposed to fight now. Like we're supposed to do this. And when you, and I kind of approached it a different way, she was pissed at first.
Yeah.
So it took some patience over time that if there was a spouse that wasn't on board, judging and saying, look, see, it doesn't work. She's getting worse now.
Yeah.
You got to ask for that patience and, you know, look your spouse in the eye and just say, 1 month or whatever the time is, whatever you can give me. These are my long-term goals. This is what I'm trying to do. I believe in it. And just please, please, let's do this.
Yes. And you can count on always coming back to this podcast. And of course, the Foundations course and the Bonfire membership program, where I really share so many stories of seeds that were planted that we had to water. You know, sometimes you only water them for a week, or sometimes seeds pop up like instantly in this work. And then other times you really do have to water them and have faith that they're going to work. And that is something that you can always come back here to get filled up on, is we are always going to fill you up on the faith that those seeds are going to blossom. I promise you, you can count on using things like love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in your life to create a beautiful garden. One of my favorite scriptures, Galatians 5:22, right? I mean, those things are things that we should have total confidence and faith in will create beautiful gardens in our life. And I know it can be so hard when you have people telling you that you're crazy for thinking that, but we're here to tell you that you're not. Okay, so have patience with them. Ask for them to have patience with you. You are so seen and admired, and just keep coming back here for support, and we promise to keep giving it. Thanks so much for listening.
For more info and links from today's episode, head to the show notes page at freshstartfamilyonline.com/5. That's freshstartfamilyonline.com/5.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide, where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop, where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.